Hello to everybody. This is Alan Bergstrom, starting off the Global Opportunity Call. Welcome to all of you. We are excited to have you on the call. I am the Vice President of Customer Service. Those of you who may be wondering why I'm on the call rather than Lori Truman, our Director of Field Operations for the U.S., it's because she had her baby on Monday. So Lori is the proud mama of a baby girl, Monday morning, 19 and a half inches, 7 pounds, 12 ounces. So we're excited about that, and I'm happy to be here to take her place on this call tonight. So welcome again to everyone. We are tonight going to be speaking with a wonderful couple who happened to have had a quote on the email that went out about this call, and I just want to read that. It says, when Suzanne and John Cunningham were listening to a global conference call, they heard the words, back to basics, and the spark to run for two-star diamond was ignited. That's what we want everybody to do that's already with USANA, and the people who are not, we want you to have an opportunity to hear from some experienced distributors, how they got involved, what they've done, and possibly get you a new action going. Suzanne and John have been with USANA since 1995. Their children were pretty young at that time, so those of you who have young kids, their boys were 3, 5, and 7 years old, and now they're all grown up. Their oldest has joined USANA with them, and Suzanne has an entrepreneurial spirit. John retired from his management IT career when this business more than doubled his income, so he's really come to enjoy working from home, and they have just created a fantastic, strong global business with a lot of success stories. And their team Laser Focus is one of the fastest growing in USANA. So they're certainly a great couple to have on our call tonight. They are in the top 25 income earners company-wide. They are members of the Million Dollar Club, Children Champion Award winners, currently vice presidents of the IDC, and number 9 in the Share the Success contest. So a lot of great experience comes to us tonight. John, Suzanne, you there?
We are. Hi, everybody.
Hi. Where are you guys calling from? You never know where in the world I might find you guys.
Actually, we're sitting in our home-based office in Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada.
Excellent. Well, that's where we'd like you to be. Get a little time off to relax and rest before you go back out and conquer the rest of the world. So, you guys, 12 years ago, you were working traditional businesses. John, as we mentioned, was in the corporate world. He was involved in IT, information technology. And Suzanne, you were self-employed and you guys were raising that young family. What was it that made you guys decide to make a change?
Well, I guess, first of all, we weren't really looking for a change. We got involved or got introduced to USANA probably like a lot of guests on the call tonight. I got a call from a friend that I knew relatively well from a business relationship, and he said there was something I just needed to hear about, something I needed to take a look at. And I was intrigued enough, I guess, but on the other hand, I have to say I remember rolling my eyes and thinking I don't really have time for this, but I did respect the fact that he thought enough of me to ask me, and that really caught my attention. So I went, I had a listen to an opportunity. It was over a breakfast meeting. I was intrigued by the business. I was intrigued by the possibilities of adding something to my life that wouldn't upset the apple cart, if you will. It wouldn't upset what I was already doing as I was building a home-based business already. And it wasn't going to interfere in our raising of our children either. It was going to allow me to do it, if you will, in the nooks and crannies. And I guess I have a little bit of entrepreneurial spirit, and I could see the value in looking and paying attention to what was in front of me. I saw the timing making a lot of sense based on people's interest in their health, and it certainly has gotten even more impressive today. People are taking way more control than they were 11 years ago. But even then, I could start to see the difference. Curiously, I didn't think that I needed these products. I thought that I was perfectly healthy, and I was looking at something that would be a perfect fit for a market of people who needed products for their health. And just by hearing the opportunity, just by looking at some of the material, it made sense to me that we should step forward from a business perspective. And John, on the other hand, he didn't have quite the same mindset. He was, as you mentioned, corporate, and he said he was climbing the slippery ladder of corporate life. And his theory was that we were too busy and really we should just, you know, mind our business and do what we were doing and we'd be fine. But he got intrigued by the products. John, do you want to just share a little bit about that?
Yeah, well, when we first took a look at it, I wasn't really the most positive, I would say, in the beginning and took a look at this. Suzanne was asked to take a look at it by a friend of hers, and upon going to take a look at the information, my response wasn't necessarily that of what I was positive. In fact, my comments when she walked out the door was, don't buy anything, don't sign anything. And the real reason at that time is three little boys at home, her with her busy career, me working in the IT industry. And it took a little bit of prodding before I sat down and took a look at the information. But once I sat down and took a look at the information, I was really intrigued about how the products could benefit me. And at that time, I was already 36 years of age, and I wasn't having any life-threatening issues with my health, but I was having some things that I knew I needed to pay attention to. And if I didn't pay attention to them at 36, who knows where I'd be 10 years, 12 years, 20 years later. And so this guy, the founder of this company called USANA, Dr. Myron Wentz, seemed to have come up with an idea and a product that was quite unique, and I was intrigued by that, and so therefore I saw the products as a great opportunity.
And I think that the real key is to realize that, from a business perspective or a financial perspective, multiple income streams or secondary sources of income make a lot of sense. John's job had seen lots of changes in that corporate world. There is potential for title change, being made redundant, being laid off, privatization, and all sorts of things. So there was some risk, if you will. He always seemed to dodge all of that, but that was a risk that was there, and that would have changed our lives a lot. And I enjoyed being self-employed. I enjoyed being around for my family and being able to take part in all of the activity and take them to school and drop them off and take part in school with them and so on. And so taking on another opportunity that could give me some more financial freedom, especially working with a team, and I think that was a real key factor for us, was to be able to work with other people and not to sort of be out there. I had been self-employed for a long time. There is a certain freedom with that and a certain joy that comes with that, but also there is a restriction that comes with that, because if you're not doing the work, no one else will, and there won't be an income. So having a situation where there was leverage that was going to work really did catch my attention as well.
And I did find that the corporate life that I was had tunnel vision. I really did have tunnel vision with regards to moving up that corporate life. And like Suzanne did say, is that our company started to do a lot of downsizing. And at first you think, well, I'm a really good employee, and they really value me, so they'll never target me or my area. However, at the end of the day, we all know that in the corporate world, it's all about numbers. And if you happen to be in the wrong department at the wrong time, your number could get called. And so although I was very interested in the products and what they could do for me, it wasn't long before I started to pay attention to what the business is all about as well.
Well, great. You've kind of alluded to a couple things in there that I want to just have you pin down. When you finally made the decision that this was the right thing and you were going to go for it, what was maybe the one or two key reasons you chose USANA?
Well, you know, when we sat down and took a look at the information, Suzanne had seen it already once before I sat down and took a look at it. And what intrigued us, and in particular Suzanne, was Robert Allen and Dennis Waitley, two well-known individuals in their own right, in their own career path, had their faces and their names on a piece of material that we were reading through. And Suzanne's comments were, they have far more to lose than we do from a reputation point of view. And so, therefore, they must have done their homework with regards to this company. And so that really helped in the early years to really cement in our minds that this was a company that already had some pretty significant things happening. Along the way, though, I mean, let's take a look at where we are today. We roll forward now 12 years later, and, I mean, there is so much out there that USANA has gained recognition for. This month, in the November issue of Forbes magazine, USANA is rated number 12, the top 200 small-cap companies in North America. It's the third year in a row we've been recognized. We didn't have that 12 years ago. Boy, it's nice to have it now. We've been recognized by Business Week in the past as one of the hottest companies in North America. Independent studies have recognized our nutritional products as the number one nutritional product in North America. It goes on and on and on. And so, you know, back in the early days, what got us inspired was a few individuals that basically took a leap of faith based on Dr. Wentz, our founder, and what he was doing. And today there is so much information out there that just helps to increase the credibility and the decision process for someone when they want to take a look at getting involved in a company in our industry.
I think that three things stick out in my mind. One was the vision of Dr. Wentz. It seemed really clear to me that he had created something that wasn't like everything else out in the market. He had created something that was unique, different, and he had a determination to maintain that. Now, I have to say, you know, 11 years ago reading that, that was, okay, time will tell. Today we're looking at it almost 12 years later, and time has told. He has continued to lead a company with that vision. He has continued to create products that are exceptional, above and beyond what is on the market, and has certainly never disappointed what I was looking at initially. He has never disappointed it in all of those years. And I think that's huge. And that's not something that I could have known at the beginning, but it is certainly something that I know now in reflection. So when John mentions some of the credibility factors that are out there, those are proof of that continuing strength that Dr. Wentz had as a visionary starting USANA. Another thing, obviously, is timing. Timing for the product. The products made sense. They made sense then, and they make way more sense now, because there is a need for us to take control of our health. There is a need for people to be proactive instead of reactive. And from a financial point of view as well, we have to be proactive instead of reactive. So in all cases, the timing factor is really important. And, you know, it's said that if we can find a product or a service that someone will need every day for the rest of their lives, then we've created or found a true business, service, and product. And so that's what I think we've got in USANA, and I think that was just one of the things that I saw. And the timing was now for me. I knew that if we got started now, then, you know, years down the road, we'd look back and say what a great day it was. But if we waited, we would have done the shoulda, coulda, woulda thing. And then the trend factor, you know, and the trends and who the consumer is. And the baby boomer is a huge factor, or was at that time, is what I was thinking. They were the big consumer of these products. They continue to be, but again, curiously, as we watch the market change and grow, there is a whole population of young consumers, young entrepreneurs that want something different than what they saw their parents and their grandparents have. They've been educated to know that there are options, and they see USANA as being a really good idea. So it's really quite exciting to be here now building. It's almost as exciting here now as it was way back at the beginning.
One of the interesting things back then, and now rolling forward 12 years since then, is universally people want to look good, they want to feel good, and they want extra money in their pocket. And that was the case when we were back 12 years ago, and that's the case for many people today. And when people are looking and investigating what they can do in all those three areas, the overwhelming choice really comes down to a company like USANA that has the high-quality products that will sustain themselves over the years. You know, the infrastructure is the key thing in my point of view. When you have a product that is so well built that the infrastructure that is behind you, then you will always have an opportunity to share with people with confidence the company's products and their opportunity.
So we go back to what you said before. You've got all these things in place. You've made a decision, but you're still busy. You're working, and Suzanne's working, and you're both looking for time to spend with your families. So when you started out, how did you work that out? How did you allocate your time so that you could pursue this new opportunity?
You're right. We were busy, and that's, remember, why John rolled his eyes, and, well, I guess why I rolled my eyes, too, at the time, was trying to figure out how that would work. So maybe it worked out really well for us, but because my strong suit at the time was going to be business, it was understood that I would put in some extra time doing the business, and John said that was fine with him. He was going to be more than happy to support the family and support that time that was needed. And so I adjusted my daily activity with my other business and used my lunch hours or a little bit of free time to do a meeting, to make the contacts, to connect with people. And I put in one evening a week where I would attend a more formal meeting. Back then it was just in someone's living room, but where we would do the presentation and I would take a guest with me and make it a productive time. And that's what we did, 5 to 10 hours a week, building like that. It really didn't steal away from the family except for that one evening, which would be a couple of hours in a week. And John was there to look after the boys. So we really tag-teamed that way. And John, you know, because he was in a more structured atmosphere, and his thing wasn't to do the business initially. He was just going to support. But it was interesting because as he saw the products working for me and working for himself, his ears were open, and he was paying attention to conversations that he was having with people. And it was coworkers and vendors that would come in and people that he had come to know and be familiar with. They might make a comment about, you know, I'm sorry we had to cancel the appointment yesterday, but I just had such a migraine. And that led John to a conversation. And ultimately, he gave a fellow some information, and that same fellow ended up reading the material, and he was one of the first people to join us in the business. We used, and I used the term earlier, nooks and crannies. We used that spare time. I think we all know that we have time that we just kind of flit away by pushing paper or, I don't know, moving from one spot to another. And we just paid more attention to our timing, used our calendar a little bit more efficiently. John used to tease that he gave up watching one of his favorite sitcoms at night, and that gave him back an extra hour. So we allocated our time, I guess, initially by just doing that, making better use of our calendar. And it didn't, it probably made us more effective all the way around in our jobs, in our other business, in our family time. It just made us more effective because we gave it more attention.
I think that's a lesson a lot of us learn in various ways, is that there really is a little more time in the day or the week than we think there is, but it may mean, like John said, giving up a favorite sitcom or giving up something like that and putting it in a focused area where you can make a difference either to your family or to your future, to your health, whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
I have to be honest. I'm sure if I suggested this to my wife years ago, she would have said, there's no way I can work with you in a business. I mean, we were so different. I was kind of in the corporate world that John was in, and she was raising our kids. And I don't know, how'd you guys make that work? How did that work out for you to be business partners? And how is it now? I mean, you are fabulous partners.
Well, it takes, it's an evolution. You know, in the beginning when Suzanne and I first started, our roles were, like we said earlier, Suzanne was going to be the business builder. I was going to work my corporate career and do the support role with my boys while she was out on some of those evenings. But as time grew and the business grew, it became much more apparent, you know, that I had some ability as well. I was inviting people to take a look at the Sauna opportunity, and they were starting to get involved. So as they got involved, it obviously my level of commitment. Now, I had to learn how to do this business, and we had a great mentor in our friend Ron Dowie. And Suzanne, also having the experience in where she was in her previous business, had a lot to offer. And so I had to be the willing student. I had to be able to take direction and learn how to do this business. And that was part of the process. And along the way, as we did that, we both found our level of congruence where we could work together. We are certainly different in the way we build our business. We both have developed the skill sets over the time, whether it's prospecting, whether it's training, whatever it might be, we certainly all can, both of us can do that. We just bring different things to the table when it comes to that aspect. And working in partnership with Suzanne, we work in the same office. I will tell you that Suzanne has the bigger desk, but that's okay. But, you know, it's been great. A lot of times working with your partner in life, in a business, certainly a lot of people might fear that, but I think over the time that Suzanne and I have worked together, we've really learned about each other's strengths and developed a lot of respect for each other in our work ethic. Suzanne is a tremendous person with regards to her work ethic, and that rubs off on me, and hopefully some of the things that I do that are good for the business rub off on Suzanne, and it's been a lot of fun, but I have to admit, it's an evolution. You learn to adapt and evolve based on working together in those situations.
And I think the best teams are where individuals play their part, right? So I think that's what ended up happening, is that we both came with skill and talent from a different walk of life. And so when we use that skill and talent independently, it works really well. And as a partnership, it can work even better. We had to maybe people in general have to get over the concept that there's going to be a winner or a loser or a leader and a follower, but rather that it's team. And one of the things that John and I love about this business is that it's teamwork from the get-go. So we may as well get over anything that we have as an issue right off the bat and play team. And I think that's what we've done. And, you know, the joke was that I have the bigger desk, but I do the shopping, so what the heck?
Yep.
It just works out.
Yeah, and I got to fire my boss before she did. So
you did, it's true.
Yeah. Is that right? When was that?
Actually, it was very quickly. You know, we got started in 1995, and basically almost 2 years to the day, I was able to walk into my boss's office and tell him that I couldn't fit corporate life into my life anymore, and I fired them. And it was a great feeling, and it was certainly, I guess in some respects, burning your boat. You know, burning your boats. You've cut your ties, and you've moved forward. And that didn't happen because this just all of a sudden magically appeared. It happened because Suzanne and I saw the opportunity and went for it. And on a part-time basis, we're able to put in consistent effort to make that a reality. And once the income started to flow in, I started to realize that I could get back time that I was giving away. And one of the biggest things in my life that I am totally thankful for with USANA is the ability to be here as a parent with my children growing up. Most of us today in our life, if you're a guy like me in the corporate world, we're part-time parents. We get up in the morning, we tap our kids on the head as they wake up, and we leave. We come home at night, and if they're very young, we come home late in the evening, and we're helping tuck them in for bed. So we really haven't given them our best time. In fact, the best time was given to our employer, and the rest of our time was given to our family. I used to call that leftover time. And personally, I don't like leftovers, and I'm sure my kids wouldn't like my leftover time. So clawing back that and having the ability to run a business from home and give that time that I gave to my employer to my family certainly was the biggest win for me.
And I think one of the things that John also highlighted in our conversations was getting back some freedom as well and choice. When he worked for corporate life, he wore a pager on his hip and he had a contract salary and he knew what he was going to get paid whether he worked extra time or not, because that was that new level of title and position. But when it came down to it, the freedom factor didn't exist. So with me working from home, I was able to, you know, look in the mirror and ask my boss if it was okay to go away for a few days on a conference or convention or a holiday for that matter. And John had to look in the eyes of his boss and ask for that permission. And it wasn't always granted. And so the freedom factor wasn't there and the ability to make choices, which, you know, I think that gives us more, us as in people. I think it gives people more joy than anything when they can make choices and they're not being directed what choices they can make. And so being able to fire his boss was huge in that factor. It gave us options. It gave us choices of how we could raise our family, work from home, travel if we wanted to, and create something really different because we didn't have somebody outside of this unit telling us what we could do. So that's been really a great privilege and benefit from the business as well.
Well, so here we are 12 years later. You had lots of good reasons. John mentioned some things that are happening with USANA today. What's the drive for you now? You guys are successful. You've got it figured out as well as anybody. What's the drive to continue growing your business now?
For me, first and foremost, it's to keep growing as a person and giving back. My theory is that you know, as long as we're learning and growing and having fun, and I've got one of my big things is to have adventure, that gives me purpose and that gives me value in what I do every day. I can't imagine not doing this at this point. I mean, yeah, we're young and we feel well and we are doing well in this business, and I suppose we could stop and rest on our laurels, but at this point, our pleasure is in helping other people reach their success and give back a little bit of what's been given to us in our past. And along with that comes a lot of fun, a lot of opportunity to meet new people, to mix with people and situations that may never have come our way any other way. So my drive is for personal growth. My drive is for the benefit that I can shed on someone else, and at the same time, I have to admit that I probably get a bigger kick out of it than maybe they do. So that's my drive.
Well, for me, it really comes down to the giving back aspect is very important. You know, one thing that I learned in this business is that I learned this business from somebody else. Our mentor, Ron, was really the catalyst for me actually even going from just being an involved associate to being a committed distributor and building this business. He was the motivator and the catalyst for that. And so rolling forward here 12 years later, for me that's the drive. If I can be a mentor for someone and help them to achieve and reach the goals and aspirations that they have by sharing what I have, sharing what I know, and helping them direct them in the direction that they need to go, then that's what I'm all about today. I really want to help people that I'm working with, people that are now become friends, develop the relationships with them. I want them to achieve everything they can possibly think is possible with this USANA opportunity and with me helping to get them there along the way.
Well, I'm glad to hear you both say that, because I have to say, without making you feel too bad, that it's one of the things I've been really impressed with you, is that you do care about your downline, your friends. You're there to see them succeed, and I think by helping them to be able to see some of those benefits, it certainly has helped you in your business as well. So I think that's a great part of the business, and I'm really happy that that's the way you feel about it. Do you guys now, in today's hustle and bustle, do you honestly feel that this is still a business that anyone can do?
Well, I do. I believe that anyone can do it because we did it. You know, I think that we're very much like anyone is or was. You know, we had, you know, the corporate world. We were busy. We had kids. We didn't think we had time. We were making ends meet, just like the average family is, you know, paying bills and making ends meet and hoping for something better for our family than what we maybe came into the world with. And we know that it was possible. You know, it came with understanding a system. It came with being mentored. It came with certainly working with a company that has been everything that they promised they would be, and probably way more than we could have imagined. So the team, the whole unit is in place. We don't have to be experts at anything in particular or in everything in particular. We can be willing to be the billboards of this company, to use the products, to share information, to learn, to grow, to ask questions, to be supported. We can do all of those things and have success. You don't have to be by yourself in this. I have a business, or John and I have a business, but we're not alone. We work as a team with our team. We work as a team with the company. And so if I had to build software and hardware to figure out how to get products distributed all over the place, and I had to collect money and send out the checks, and I had to ship the products and manufacture and do research and development, it just wouldn't happen. But because I can use my skill sets together with John's skill sets, together with USANA's skill sets and the scientists and so on, it allows me, it allows anyone to really be able to use their strength. And I know when we look at our team, we look at who we're working with, they come from all walks of life. They're single, they're married, they're educated, they're not so educated, they have children, they don't have children, they're career people, they're professionals, they're blue-collar workers, and they're all achieving levels of success based on their time in, based in their skill sets, and based on their activity. So just in watching what's happened in our close relationships and our team, absolutely it's possible.
And to add to that a little bit, certainly the average person, which is what Suzanne and I typically were when we first started and still are, is that it's all about taking a look and saying, where are you in your life today? You know, and taking a look at what the timings and trends are. Well, we know the timing and trends are health and wellness. We know people today are looking for ways of clawing back tax dollars, having a home business. And so they're looking out there for solutions. USANA is a network marketing company that fits in that answer for people, because you can get started on a shoestring. You can plug into a system, and that's really important. You need to have a system, and USANA has developed a tremendous system, a system in its products, a system in getting started and building the business. And a person can plug into that along with the mentorship and the team building aspect, that they can certainly achieve the goals they set out.
Excellent. USANA is being featured in the November issue of the Success from Home magazine. I have that right here with me. There's this really attractive couple on page 48. Oh, that's you guys.
Oh, who's that?
Thank
good,
you.
Good positioning, too. You're just before Stephen R. Covey, who, by the way, John, I think you got him beat. You're better looking.
Well, thank
that's
you. I'll
great.
Tell him.
This magazine, Success from Home, fabulous magazine. How do you see this helping those that might be just starting their business now, and in your even your own situation?
Well, one of the things, John used the words network marketing earlier, and I think it brings added credibility to the industry. It brings attention to the industry. I was working in the United States last week, and I was with a friend and associate, and we were near a Barnes & Noble's, and I said I wouldn't mind stopping in to pick up a Forbes magazine because USANA has been recognized for the third year in a row in the Forbes magazine for the top 200 small-cap companies. And he said, really? And I said, yeah, and I'd like to have a copy of that in sort of my briefcase. And when we went in to look for that magazine, I noticed that one magazine over to the left and one magazine down was the Success From Home magazine. So right there in the business section sat this magazine. And I realized that that was going to bring a lot of credibility to the industry, a lot of attention to us as a company. I love the fact that it highlighted what's real to people today. You know, it talks about health. It talks about food cravings. It talks about good eating habits. You mentioned Stephen Covey and, you know, Robert Kiyosaki's in there as well, Dennis Waitley, well-known authors who are highly recognized and in this magazine to help people understand that this is a very viable opportunity. So the credibility factor, I think, is huge. The recognition is huge. We tease with our group all the time that, you know, USANA, and it's not really a tease when I think about it, but USANA is going to be a brand. We're branding. We're a brand name. Pretty soon it's going to be, you know, did you take your USANA today worldwide? It's not going to be, did you take your vitamins today? So that's pretty exciting as well, and I think bringing attention to the company and sharing some of the stories, because people need to dream a little bit and realize what is possible, because people come from all walks of life and reach success, and so why not them?
And the Success Magazine, the articles, absolutely, Suzanne, hit the nail on the head. There's young people in there, like Duke Tubden, and there's people that have had tremendous success stories with their health. There's stories in there from health professionals that are really locked into USANA. There's stories in there from athletes that are finding tremendous success utilizing our products because of the guaranteed potency and when it comes to taking nutritional supplements, and that's a very big issue for athletes. So it's just overall, just a very solid third-party piece that really adds the credibility that the company already has, but getting it more onto the newsstand. And it's a fabulous tool. Anywhere I go, I have one with me, because I believe when I share it with someone and give somebody the opportunity to read that magazine, they get a really good picture, first of Dr. Wentz, the visionary, the founder, what he's working with today in giving back his time to the Children's Hunger Fund. And it's just really a very great piece of information, and it will fit anybody on the call here that's a guest today. There'll be a piece in that Success From Home magazine that you'll find you can relate to, and that's what makes it a great piece.
Yeah, there's also inside the magazine, there's also an audio and a video piece. And I think that Success From Home has been very wise in putting something like that into the system, because they realize that as much as someone's buying a magazine, they can also be the sort of person that loves to see something more action-related, like a video piece, or, you know, being that we're all busy, you know, being able to listen to an audio piece. So, again, from our business perspective, we see that as a great add-in, and from anyone that's on the call as a guest, to realize that those pieces are there for you to enjoy the benefits and the information factor. But if you chose to join us in this business, then you'd be able to use those tools. And I think this magazine is going to be around for a long, long time in a lot of places. So it's, as much as it's the November issue, it's been out for a couple of weeks because that's what the magazine industry is all about. But it will be around on people's coffee tables and reading material for a very long time in the future. So it's going to be a great piece for everyone.
I think it will be. I agree with you. Well, as we wrap things up here, is there any last parting words either one of you would like to share?
One of the things that, for me, when I share this with people, it's about timing. And often people say, you know, that they're busy, they just don't have enough time to take a look at it, or whatever it might be. But one thing I want to talk about is that there's no such thing as perfect timing. And if Suzanne and I would have waited for perfect timing 12 years ago, we would have passed up on an opportunity that has now made us Fortune 25 members of the Million Dollar Club, just simply because we would have said the timing wasn't right. And I guess in summary is that there is no such thing as perfect timing. What you need to do, for those of you that are guests on the call tonight, is really look inside the company, look under the covers, kick the tires, find out why USANA is continually leading the way and why the timing is right for you to join with a company like USANA.
And for me, I guess I'm going to say that I just want to, again, remind everybody that we're just like you. You know, we're honored to be interviewed and be on this call and to be able to talk to all of you today, but we really are still just like all of you, and we most certainly were 11 years ago, 12 years ago when we first saw this opportunity. Like I said, busy and young family and not enough money at the end of the month and not enough time, we thought, to do the things that we wanted to do. Certainly a dream and a hope for a future, but not quite sure how that was all going to fall in place. And it would have been really easy to just pass. It would have been really easy to pass on the opportunity and would have been easy to pass on the benefits that we've gotten for our health, because we thought we were doing okay. We really thought we were. But someone phoning me up and saying, you got to take a look at this thing, and my simple willingness to have a look and to listen, and John's willingness to do that second look and kind of change his mind on the don't buy anything, don't sign anything, changed our world. It changed our life. And, you know, the biggest benefit, curiously, here I was looking for a business, but the biggest benefit that I really have received is my health. I didn't realize that the way I was feeling, you know, with fatigue and low energy and aches and pains and headaches and all of that, I didn't realize that I could change that. I didn't realize that it wasn't normal. I had come to be used to that and came to be so familiar that I thought it was normal. And so, because I said yes to a business and I took the products, oops, I felt better. And feeling better is the greatest gift anybody can have, because you get the joy of enjoying everything else around you. You know, and from John's perspective, he didn't want the business. He just wanted to look after his health. But he got a kick out of the paychecks in the mailbox every week. And those checks have continued to come. And as John's just shared, you know, they've given us opportunities that we wouldn't have imagined. So you never know what it is that's inspiring you to make a move, but I would suggest to you that you might have asked for this somewhere, because I remember saying at a certain point in time, when am I going to get my break? Everyone else seems to get a break. When am I going to get my break? And when that friend of mine gave me a call and invited me, I didn't realize that that was an answer to my question. I'm really glad that I moved forward, and I'm grateful every day that I did, but I didn't realize that my question was being answered by that simple phone call. But it was. So for all of us, we probably are looking for something better. Health, financial, more time freedom. And the fact that you're here and you're listening to this, it's very possible that this could be the solution. And I think John and I have done a fair job at letting you know that it's been a kick, and it's really worked well, and it's fun, and we love it. And it's worth the look. It really is. So for all of you, get back to the person who invited you on the call tonight and make sure that you ask your questions, because it's fair to have questions. That's really wise. But get them answered, because it would be a mistake to miss that.
Well, thank you, John and Suzanne, and everyone who's on the call tonight, especially to those guests who took their time to be with us and hear about USANA. As Suzanne said, if you're ready to keep moving or if you have any questions, get with the person who invited you to this call. Otherwise, I hope for one reason or another, inspiration, health, business, I hope this is the start of a great change in your life, and the future is bright. All the best to you in health and happiness, and good night to everybody.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The average associate made $873.41 in 2005. The earnings portrayed in this literature are not necessarily representative of the income, if any, that a USANA associate can or will earn through his or her participation in the USANA compensation plan. These figures should not be considered as guarantees or projections of your actual earnings or profits. Any representation of guarantee of earnings would be misleading. Success with USANA results from successful sales efforts which require hard work, diligence, and leadership. Your success will depend on how effectively you exercise these qualities.